Hi everyone, this is Spiritual Jada. How are you doing today? So I made a few changes in the last few weeks. So originally the show was called Words of Wisdom. And then I changed it to Wicked Wisdom. But I see that a lot of people are changing their name to that particular podcast. And I wanted to actually be different from everyone else, even though I did take Wicked Wisdom, the name, from Jada Pinkett Smith. It's actually from her rock band. They're awesome. They're pretty good. And if you want to go ahead and take a listen, you can go down to Apple Music, any type of, you know, streaming site, and just put in Wicked Wisdom, the band. And it's a lot of pretty dope songs. But I originally took my podcast title from that particular band. And, you know, Jada Pinkett is, she's very famous. She wears many hats. She's done had a talk show. She's an actress. She's a wife. You know, she's a daughter. She wears many hats. And Wicked Wisdom Rock Band is pretty famous as well. So I just wanted to change my name because, you know, they're high in status, you know. And I'm trying to get myself in that type of particular brand. So, you know, I just wanted to change it a little bit. So I hope everyone likes that I changed it from Wicked Wisdom to Spiritual Jada. So that will be the podcast show name moving forward. I decided to do it right before the new year. I'm definitely going to make some other changes moving forward. So tonight's show is definitely going to be a little complex and a little different. I actually thought it would be imperative to talk about, are we living or are we existing? Most people don't even think about it, you know, if we're living or existing. I mean, life has definitely became difficult with the inflation, you know, after the whole COVID, even though COVID is still going on, you know, with distractions, you know, with everything. It's so hard for people to actually know if they're living or existing. And that's why I picked this particular topic to speak on the podcast show, because this is something that we should actually take a look at. Looking around the world today, as compared to the older times, it seems we are profoundly born as living beings. But while we start living to live, we end up merely existing, you know? And as the decades pass by, you know, looking at the difference between living and existing, it has never became a concern to live with, despite the race of life takes you places you never wanted to visit or stay. It's important to live at the same time, you know? And there's this author that I have read a book. There's a lot of quotes and stuff that I usually like underline, highlight when I read books, because there's so many great things that authors quote on. So I wanted to quote Steve Marubali, because he once wrote, when you are just existing, life happens to you. And if you manage, when you're truly living, you happen to life and you lead, you know? So living means the actual existing of being up to the fullest, meaning you're not breathing just to exist and keep on breathing, but all these breaths give you the sense and the fragrance of life. It's when you are grateful for what you already possess and thankful for what comes next. You start living, you know? What truly counts in leading a living life is detaching from the past experience and the expectations you have created for the future. Living truly means the present, which is now. The power of now is the master of all times. Is this thing, on the other hand, means a life devoid of any control and options in it. Such a stagnant life makes you suffocate without breathlessness, creating a slave out of you, a slave out of your own self. It's lacking the true essence and meaning of life. Existing simply means to survive without feeling the actual reality of the feelings and the emotions that come with it. You may either be living in the past or the future, but only existing in the present, passing away rapidly. So, how do we stop existing and start living? Now, like I said, I do go off a lot of quotes and stuff of authors, founders, things of that nature. And Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. Now, let me get to the founder of Apple. Now, a lot of people do not know this. Steve Jobs took an Apple product that his friend produced that gave up hope on. The friend trashed the product, and Steve presented the project, you know what I mean, to the higher ups. And we're here today with his invention. So I'm not coming at Steve Jobs, because everybody's their own person, and he did a lot more than just that. He has expanded that product to many different things. But don't ever give up on your dreams, you feel me? Because if his friend would have probably stuck with his invention and never gave hope, who knows what it could have been? You know what I mean? But Steve Jobs seen the potential in the product, and we're here today with the invention, like I just mentioned. But anyway, back to what I was saying, because I have the tendency to get off topic a little bit. Steve used to wake up every morning and look himself in the mirror and ask himself the same question. If I was to die today, would I do what I'm about to do today? And if his answer was no for too many days in a row, he would make a change in his existing life. Like, he's trying to live, you know what I mean? So it's very important for all of us to not get carried away by the false narrative we create of life. We need not to have to run as others who may forget to live and continue to exist. The direction these crowds are heading towards may not be for you. The only thing that contributes to truly living a life is your continuous attention to the things you love and desire. Keep on doing the things you love and the things that really satisfy your soul. There's nothing wrong with that. It can be challenging to adapt to changes from the existing life to living life. But life is what is worth the most in the end, right? A life of utmost satisfaction and fulfillment. A death without regrets and guilt. You know? Now, my last thought on this particular topic is we actually need to be more in control of our life. Keep in mind the difference between living and existing every day. You know, it should be able to help you to choose and consider what you truly want and what will truly be the contributor to making you happy and living life. We all usually lead our lives living in the past and thinking about the future. The past will never leave our side, okay? And the future will continue to make us anxious about all the uncertainties if we keep on existing without having a meaning to live every day. Now, I created a few hallmarks of existing versus living. If you're just existing, this is your life. Now, purpose, you have no real purpose. Engagement, you plot through your days passively and mechanically. Activities, life happens to you and you go through the notions and the motions to maintain it. Emotions, you really don't have any passion or joy. In fact, you may not feel anything at all. Now compare that existing life to truly living. Now when you're truly living, your purpose, you know your purpose and you pursue it. Engagement, you attack your days actively and with much enthusiasm, you know? Activities, you control your life and the things you do to enjoy it. Emotions, you have passion, you have joy, you have interest, happiness, contentment, fulfillment, you know? Now, these are some, I also created a lot of questions. So I have these questions, and it's actually to establish if you are living or existing. Now, these are some questions that you really need to ask yourself. You know, who or what controls my life? You know, why am I doing what I do? And are you following your dreams? Are you living up to your potential? You know, are you doing what you want to do or what you have to do? Do you love waking up each morning eager to start your day? Have you set any goals or have you allowed someone else to set them for you? Are you moving forward or you're just running in place and stagnating, you know? Do you basically feel free or do you feel trapped? So these are some questions that I really produce so that way you can actually see if you're on the path to existing or you're on the path of truly living. So that way you can be able to decipher where you need to be in life or where you should be in life to make you happy. Okay, so like I said, I go off of a lot of quotes and stuff. So I thought that a few of these quotes would be very imperative to insert into this episode. So sometimes seeing what others have to say about living can help us determine whether we're living rather than existing. So think about the following quotes about living that I had inserted. So Steve Jobs, you know, he's the co-founder, CEO, chairman of Apple. So for the past 33 years, he stated he looked in the mirror every morning and asked himself if today was the last day of his life, would he want to continue to do what he was going to do today? And whenever the answer had been no for too many days in a row, he knew that he had to change something. Okay. Now you also have Doug Hutchinson. He's an actor. He stated that he thinks being in love with life is the key to eternal youth, you know? Then you also have Ralph Waldo Emerson. He's a writer. He's a big writer. He also stated all his life is experience. The more experiences you make, the better. Now, we also know Emily Dickinson. She's an author. She's been quoted many, many times in many different ways and basically everywhere. And she stated, finding ecstasy in your life is the mere sense of living joy. And that's enough. And then you have Maya Angelou. She's definitely a famous poet, author, actress, philanthropist. It's so many hats she wear. I can't even sit here and mention everything. But she stated her mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with passion, some compassion, some humor, some style, you know. And then you also have Stephen Hawkins. He's an author. He's a psychiatrist. He wears a lot of hats too. Who also suffered from slow progressing ALS, and it basically completely paralyzed him and left him unable to speak. And he stated through everything that he went through and life being difficult, there's always something you can do and succeed at, you know. And then you also have Oprah Winfrey, the media mogul. She stated the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. And then you also have Jackson Brown Jr. He's also a famous author as well. He stated life doesn't require that we be the best, only that we are trying our best. You know what I mean? So that's definitely, these quotes are definitely imperative. So it kind of builds you in a way to see if you're living your full potential or you're just existing in life. And like I stated earlier in the show, you know, there's so many things that go on in life that it leaves you just existing and not living your full potential. But as a person and who you are, and if you want to be better in life, you're always going to be sitting there analyzing and trying to be a better person. And I think this is the perfect way to be able to build that up and go from existing life to living your best life, living your full potential, you know, and living life, you know. And it's just crazy because a lot of people don't even think about this, you know. And there was a movie also, I think it was called Me Before You. It's about a I forgot how it is, but he was paralyzed, right? And his caretaker, I think he falls in love with her. And it's also a book and a movie, actually. I didn't read the book. Maybe I should read the book. But I seen the movie, and in the movie, you know, he's basically paralyzed. And he states, you only get one life. It's your duty to live it as fully as possible. You know what I mean? So the question remains, are you living or just existing? And only you can answer that. So I hope this episode will help you become better at living your life to its full potential. Because like I stated, you only live once. But you have a chance to live every day, you know? And I'm not big on these pagan holidays, but Merry Christmas and many blessings to everyone until we meet again.